Hello there everyone, it's Steve here. Thank you all for tuning in. I think you do that on the radio. Thank you all for listening, subscribing, downloading and recommending this podcast to others. This is my second podcast I've recorded today. And this is part two of my story of my journey through Denmark about 25 years ago. If you remember previously, I took a flight from London to Aarhus in the north of Denmark and what I described as the world's smallest airport. Now, before I go further, just want to talk a bit about long journeys by air. The longest journey I went on once was to the Caribbean. My brother was working in the Caribbean, so we went out there to visit him. It was quite a long journey. So while I was at the airport, I decided to buy a big book to read because I knew I wouldn't sleep all the time, so I needed something to keep my mind occupied. And I bought the thriller writer, the late Tom Clancy. I bought the book Clear and Present Danger. I really enjoyed the book. I think I enjoyed the book much more than the film. And I became quite a Tom Clancy fan up until his later books. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is while I was having a train journey through Denmark, I had the book Rainbow Six by Tom Clancy, which I thought was a very good book. Now, there's a reason why I've told you that, and hopefully I'll remember to explain that at the end of the podcast. So, for my actual first part of my train journey in Denmark, I went from Aarhus in the north of Denmark to about the third biggest city in Denmark, Odense or Oense, which is on the island of Thun, which is quite a long train journey, but it's a very nice place. Of course, being me, I was miles away reading my book. I found my seat and I sat in my train seat, although I was sitting in the wrong train seat. It wasn't until the guard approached me and told me I was sitting in the wrong seat. To be fair, there wasn't that many people on the train. I don't think it really mattered where I sat. But he was very nice about it. I tried to speak to him in Danish and he spoke to me in English. So we were at one of those conversations where neither of us is speaking the same language, but we understood each other. We were both very courteous, very polite to each other, and it was no problem. I think the seat was just one more seat down, or it was on the opposite side of the train. Now, as I say, I was deep into my book. I mean, every now and then, I'd look outside the window. I'd look out the window, and you'd see farms, or the sea, or little villages. So, I was reading my book, Rainbow Six, mainly. Then the train arrived on the island of Thun, and the main stop was Odense. Now, this is very famous because there are two very well-known people who were born here or who were residents here. One of them I knew, and one of them I happened to come across by accident. The first one I knew was Hans Christian Andersen, a very famous Danish writer. He wrote plays and other pieces of literature, but he's probably most famous for his children's stories, fairy tales, such as The Ugly Duckling, The Princess and the Pea, and to be quite topical, The Little Mermaid. But we'll talk more about The Little Mermaid in the next episode about Denmark. You could actually visit Hans Christian Andersen's house. It's like a museum. And once I looked around there and it was very interesting, and I decided to go for a further little walk. And one of Hans Christian Andersen's neighbours was the music composer Carl Nielsen. You might not have heard of him, but he has got a few famous recordings. He wrote a composition about Aladdin, another famous fairy tale, and also a short piece of music which is quite well known called The Fog is Lifting or The Mist is Rising, depending on how you translate it. So The Fog is Lifting or The Mist is Rising. That's something for you to type into Spotify later. As I say, I walked a little way from Hans Christian Andersen's house, and then there was Carl Nielsen's house, which again was another museum. But I didn't realise they were neighbours and they lived so near to each other. So that was quite interesting for me. That night, I went to the restaurant and had a nice meal. But the wine was very expensive. And in Scandinavia, alcohol is very expensive. I don't know whether they do that to deter people from drinking. It might be. I think in Sweden at one time, you could only buy alcohol in nominated shops. You couldn't buy it in Sainsbury's or Marks and Spencer's like you do now. It might have changed, but I don't think it has. I think I had a glass of wine or a half bottle of wine, and it was almost as much as a bottle of wine would cost over here in the UK. But it was a very nice place. I went for a very nice walk around the island. Well, not completely around the island, obviously. And I enjoyed myself. Now, I was going to take the train from Odense to Copenhagen, which is on another island. When I returned home, I was telling my Danish friends about my trip. One of them said to me, "What was it like going through the tunnel?" I said, "What tunnel?" They said, "Steve, how do you think you got from Thun, the island of Thun, to Copenhagen on another island?" I said, "I didn't notice. I was reading my book." My friend said, "That must have been a really interesting book for you not to notice that. You actually go under the water. You did not notice that." And it's true. I couldn't remember it. But obviously, as I say, I quite like Tom Clancy books. And it was very interesting. I must have been very engrossed in that. In the next podcast, we'll talk about Copenhagen. Until then, thank you very much for listening, downloading and subscribing. And take care and look after yourselves. Have a great weekend. This is Steve saying goodbye.